conflict happens all around us, and all too often we contribute to it by travelling down the same old well-worn path of reacting badly. We wish we could see things differently, but somehow we just make the same mistake again. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A little while back, I went to the optometrist for a new pair of glasses, and she suggested a pair of multifocals where the lenses transition between close-up, mid-range, and distance viewing. Now, it was a bit of a leap of faith, but I went for it. Well, when I first put them on, it felt like the floor was moving. It took a while to get used to which part of the lens to look through to see things at different distances. But a few weeks on, and I hardly noticed them. My brain had automatically made the adjustments for me without me even having to think about it. I suspect that the same is true in life. See, we see things a certain way, the way we've always seen them. Well, you know, I had to cut him off. What would my boss think? My promotion's at stake here. But if we dare to put on a different set of glasses and look at the same situation through the lens of mercy, well, it actually takes a bit of time to adjust. But in the not too distant future, that very same situation ends up looking a whole lot different. It's a bit of a leap of faith, but just in case you're feeling a bit hesitant, James chapter 2 verse 13, yes, you must show mercy to others. If you don't show mercy, then God will not show mercy to you when he judges you. But the one who shows mercy can stand without fear before the judge. That's God's word, fresh for you today. We're all too ready to accept God's mercy and grace, his free, unmerited forgiveness, the new life that he promises us through Jesus Christ. But shelling out that same mercy and grace to others, well, that takes some doing. It takes power. Power that all too often we don't have in and of ourselves. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.